All right, so Dr. Ludden, we're going to be talking about forgiveness and restorative justice, the other side of justice, the I don't know if we would call it the exact opposite of retributive, but definitely a different form of justice. But as we move into that, something that you were discussing with me just now just really captivated me, and it has to do with the fact that when we have a partner in the relationship who is doing and or saying things to hurt the other, that it's important that the person who is doing the hurting admit that they've done wrong and apologize.
Right. That's the basic process for repairing a relationship when it's been damaged. The person who did the wrong. Let's maybe give a good example. Let's say a husband and wife go to a party, and the husband drinks too much and says things that are unflattering about the wife in front of other people, and so she's very, very upset, right? Something like that. Mm-hmm. When they get home, the wife confronts him about it. You know, you said things that were very, very unkind to me. And let's say he dismisses. Oh, you know, I was just joking. We were all just having a good time. Nobody meant anything by it. That doesn't help. That's being defensive. In that case, what the husband is doing is he's trying to protect his ego, his kind of sense of self. Is I'm not the kind of person that can do anything wrong, right? Because I'm a good person, and good people don't do bad things. Sort of the attitude, but that doesn't help the situation. If the husband really values the relationship and really values his wife, what he needs to do is admit that he did something wrong, right? By apologizing, right? Admitting that he did something wrong, recognizing that he's hurt her feelings, so empathizing with her pain, and also has to offer to make it up to her somehow. However she feels whatever she feels the atonement needs to be, and those are the three steps that you need to take as the kind of the perpetrator or the transgressor, or the one who's done something to hurt the relationship. Mm-hmm. And if you do that, then you're on the road to a good recovery. You've done your part as a trans. Well, you've done part of your part, I should say, as a transgressor. Of course, there's also going to be the atonement, which is really which we'll be getting into the retributive justice, and restorative justice that we're talking about. But at least making that step. You're talking about a person who is unwilling to admit that they've done anything wrong. They get defensive. You point out that they did something that hurt you, and they become defensive. They say, no, I didn't do that, or you're just blowing this all out of proportion, you know, being defensive like that. Notice what they do is, first of all, they deny that they did anything wrong. They deny your pain. You just told them, you hurt me, and they deny it. So they've actually even made the situation worse than it was. And, of course, without the transgressor making a kind of an apology or a confession that they've hurt the partner, it's very difficult then for the victim, the person on the other side, to begin the process of forgiveness, because the person that hurt them won't even face up to the fact that they've hurt them.
And this is something that you find is true of males and females, that either gender can cause pain and then go into denial mode and act like they did not deny that they did anything wrong.
I think if you want to have success in relationships, I think you only want to change one thing about your behavior. I think it's this. It's be willing to apologize. Anytime somebody says that you have hurt them, apologize. Apologize for hurting them. You know, you step on somebody's foot. You didn't mean to, but you step on their foot. And they say, you hurt me. Apologize. Don't get defensive. Don't say you shouldn't have had your foot there. Just say, I'm sorry. I really am sorry that I hurt you. I didn't mean to do it. That right there could take you a long way into having kind of more functioning, more functioning, more fulfilling relationships. It's just being willing to apologize when you've hurt somebody. And that goes back to that thing, right? You're always going to hurt the one you love. If you recognize that than just when you have heard someone apologize.
And you mentioned, Dr. Lutton, that ego comes into play in that very often.
Yeah.
The person won't acknowledge that they've done wrong. They won't apologize after that because it's more important to them to protect their ego. And
that's right.
They'd rather deny that they've done anything wrong, because if they admit that they've done anything wrong, in their minds, they diminish their self-worth.
That's right. That's a very good way of putting it. They're afraid that if they admit they did something wrong, if they apologize, it will diminish their self-worth. But I would say that it's actually the opposite. I think that we have, in society, I think we have a great amount of admiration for people who are willing to admit that they were wrong.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. And that actually, by making that apology, when you're aware that you have hurt somebody, instead of being defensive, by making that apology, you actually feel better yourself.
Wow.
Because you see that you, although you have done something wrong, you have taken steps to right that wrong. And even kind of, you can kind of feel a sort of sense of self-growth as part of this process. I was faced with a conflict, and I was able to successfully repair that conflict or resolve that conflict.
And so as a result, they began to look better to themselves and to the person they hurt because they've handled it well.
That's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And in front of other people, too. You'll see people who are afraid to apologize in public because they're afraid they'll be embarrassed. But I think that people's standing in society actually raises when we see that these people are willing to admit when they were wrong and apologize.
You know what? As you're mentioning that, you brought something to my mind. I know a lot of people assume that they're really, really strong people when they can take a stand and say, no, I'm never going to admit that I was wrong. I will never apologize to you. And they consider themselves pretty strong. But the person who is truly strong is the one who is willing to face themselves as they really are, face themselves where they really are, and say, you know what? I did mess up. I apologize for that. Whether privately or especially, like you're saying, publicly.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's right. Absolutely. And you know, it's part of it. Of course, is this issue of not wanting to admit that you're wrong or that you could do anything wrong. But I would say, even if you personally feel that what you did really isn't a big thing, okay, it doesn't really matter how you feel about it. What matters is how the other person feels about it. If they tell you that you have hurt their feelings, then you need to apologize for that, no matter how small or inconsequential it seems to you. It's a big thing to them, and that's why you need to apologize.
Our guest, Dr. David Lutton, and I will be right back